Book 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we read it all. He talked about all of this. He explained everything to you as good as possible, really. Now we are at the end of it. What is this end of it? It's some of those things which is generally in everyone. What? To say no. Okay, logically, this is my father, and my father gives me a lot of stuff, and he's only asking for one stuff. But he's dead. Does it count? Or I'm still living? That curiosity. He wants to say, that's good. That's there. And it's not about stuff. Because listening to the fellows who are dead means, wait a minute. Because if they are dead because they did something wrong, should I follow them? Of course not. So, what will happen? This is where the trick is really. What's happening to these guys? The place that logically the father told them not to go, it's an illogical place. Everything is illogical, so it's no good for the animals, for the logical fellow. So he said that. But where is that place? That place is the place of a beautiful picture of a lady. Remember, this is how it starts, right? They will go to find, because they see a drawn picture. What are you doing? He is drawing a picture and you're looking at it, right? And it's about losing your interest from yourself. It's selflessness. They go over there. Number one. The king? Oh, is the king of that kingdom, that beautiful stuff. He knows everything, but he doesn't show it. He doesn't let you know what he knows or doesn't. So he asks him, hi, how are you? What do you need? Give this first guy, the oldest one, the first one arrived, everything without questioning and blah blah blah. To do what? Remember, here Rumi is explaining to all of us that situation that you are supposed to be in. This is the goal. This is the end of the book, right? That's what he is talking about. Now today, he will talk about one of the exaggerations of the funniest story that we have about after death. For the animals, after death is not like for us. For us, you are looking for to what? The after death? isn't it? 800 years! So after that has another meaning. Here he's talking about a very silly image. The believers, good guys, when they arrive over there, there is a bridge, and they have to cross the bridge, and they cross it easily, like they are crossing with a couple of, I don't know, camels and runners and the cars and things like that. If you are not a good person, what will happen? You will fall down. Where? Oh, that's the hell. When you arrive there, there is a bridge you have to pass. Why? So there will be this paradise and separated the hell, right? That was that simple. But God created it in a way that there is a bridge and you have to cross the bridge. And guess what? When you are crossing the bridge, the hell will cry and say, please, please, rush a little bit, because I'm bothered by your presence. This is the story that he wants to talk about. Why? Let's hear it.
Resuming the explanation of the story of the prince and his constant attendance at the court of the king. The prince, in the presence of the king, was bewildered by this. He beheld the seven heavens in a handful of clay. No wise was it possible to open his lips in discussion, but never for a moment did soul cease to converse with soul. It came into his mind that 'twas exceedingly mysterious. All this is reality. Whence then comes the form? A form that frees thee from form, a sleeper that awakens everyone who is asleep. The words deliver from words, and the sickness lets thee escape from the sickness. Therefore the sickness of love is the soul of health. Its pains are the envy of every pleasure.
Ah, what was all that? An irony. The conclusion is, listen, the best thing is to have this torture, because that torture will make you free. Why? Shouldn't I question this? How come? What is this? Yes, it's the opposite. Because who is my enemy? Me! That is the beginning of the trick. I am my own enemy. I have to fight myself. I have to correct myself. I have to learn to stop loving myself, to understand what love is. And love is not that you will make someone else very happy, because you try to give that someone else some service. Love is something that will change you. You will become a different person. This is a dark spot in the soul of all of us. You will clean it up. Yes.
O body, now wash thy hands of this soul, or if thou wilt not wash, seek another soul than this. In short, the king cherished him fondly, and in that sun he was melting away like the moon.
That king is the king, the real king. And he knows him, he knows everything about him, but pretends that I don't know you. But he gives him a lot. So logically, he cannot understand it, right? Because if he doesn't know me, he shouldn't give a damn about me. Why is he giving me everything without questioning me? Oh, it's illogical. So he doesn't understand. Means what? Means his brain starts to burn. When you are in an unnatural situation, you don't understand it, you will be nervous and you will melt down. Period. Yes.
The melting away of lovers is growth. Like the moon, he hath a fresh face whilst he is melting away. All the sick hope to be cured, but this sick one sobs, crying, increase my sickness. I have found no drink sweeter than this poison. No state of health can be sweeter than this disease.
Are you listening? Suddenly, everything is opposite in him. We are not talking about that king and blah, 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 and the gift that he gave them. He has started to understand that, oh, this is stuff which looks bad, it's very good. It even tastes good, because let's talk about taste. How do you learn what is good and what is not? It depends where you are and what the possibilities are. You will be educated to have the good taste for that kind of food. Right? Taste is education. So his taste will change. He will understand that, oh no, this one is sweet. Giving is sweeter than receiving. For the animal, receiving is good, giving is bad. Period. The fellow who will take away from you is bad. The fellow who gives you is good. Move your tail. Here you will understand the difference. Yes?
No act of piety can be better than this sin. Years in comparison with this moment are an hour. In this fashion, he remained with this king for a long while, his heart kebab and his soul laid on the tray. He said, the king beheads everyone once. I am sacrificed anew by the king at every instant.
You see what happened? Pay attention to exaggeration here. The guy who came here, he doesn't know why. You've seen a picture, right? And he arrived. He received the best treatment. And looks around. Now he says that, oh, you're talking about he killing me?